It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, March 26th, 2019. Today is the birthday of American poet Robert Frost, born in 1874 in San Francisco. He was much admired for his depictions of rural life in New England, his command of American colloquial speech, and his realistic verse portraying ordinary people in everyday situations. His father's untimely death from tuberculosis in 1885 prompted his mother to move young Robert and his sister to Lawrence, Massachusetts, where they were taken in by the children's paternal grandparents. Robert graduated from high school in 1892. A top student, he shared valedictorian honors with Eleanor White, with whom he had already fallen in love. He and Eleanor were married in 1895, but found life difficult, and the young poet supported them by teaching school and farming, neither with notable success. By 1911, Frost was fighting against discouragement. Poetry had always been considered a young person's game, but Frost, who was nearly 40 years old, had not yet published a single book of poems and had seen just a handful appear in magazines. He decided to sell the family farm and take a radical new start in London, where publishers were perceived to be more receptive to new talent. English publishers did prove to be more receptive to his innovative verse, and through his own vigorous efforts and those of the expatriate American poet Ezra Pound, Frost, within a year, had published A Boy's Will. A second collection, North of Boston, followed in 1914, and introduced some of the most popular poems in all of Frost's work, including Mending Wall, The Death of the Hired Man, Home Burial, and After Apple Picking. The outbreak of World War I brought the Frosts back to the United States in 1915. He arrived to find himself a celebrity, and was soon besieged by offers from magazines seeking to publish his poems. Never before had an American poet achieved such rapid fame after such a disheartening delay. From this moment on, his career rose on an ascending curve. The natural world for Frost always wore two faces. Early on, he overturned the Emersonian concept of nature as healer and mentor in a poem entitled Storm Fear, with a grim picture of a blizzard as a raging beast that dares the inhabitants of an isolated house to come outside and be killed. Later, in such poems as Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening and The Hill Wife, the benign surface of nature cloaks potential dangers, and death itself lurks behind dark, mysterious trees. Frost was the most widely admired and highly honored American poet of the 20th century. Gradually, his name ceased to be linked solely with New England, and he gained broad acceptance as a national poet. Over his long career, he succeeded in lodging more than a few poems where, as he put it, they would be hard to get rid of, among them The Road Not Taken, published in 1915, with its meaning disputed ever since. He can be said to have lodged himself just as solidly in the affections of his fellow Americans. For thousands, he remains the only recent poet worth reading, and the only one who matters. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 26th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.